Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning. It is a brand new day, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, and me assigning you a daily task. I am your host, Evangelist Wassey Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And I have another fired up teaching for you today. Our topic for today is part two, or step two, right, of living or making yourself to be an even better you. Did you hear what I said? Not just a good you, not just a great you, but we're dealing with three steps to an even better you. Yesterday, I taught part one, or step one. If you missed that, you can hear it on my website at feeldefire.com, FEELDIRE.com. Well, we're going to get ready to get into this word. As you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180, or online from my website at feeldefire.com. But if you miss me live, you can always get the recording. Text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You do that by following the podcast. Text MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and we are now in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, reading from the KJV. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Three steps to an even better you. And we're dealing with step two, or part two. On yesterday, I taught you step one, which was understanding that you had not yet arrived, or as the scripture said, count not yourself to have apprehended your best life. And I gave you all kinds of examples and things that you needed to do, as well as I assigned you a daily task. Again, if you missed that, go hear it at feeldefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Now today, we're on step two, which is, as the author said here, the one thing that you must do in improving yourself is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. So step two is that you must move forward continuously by forgetting the things which are behind, but not just forgetting them, but reaching forward to those things which are before. See, so many times we are prone to say, oh, I'm just moving on. I'm not going to let the past bother me. We don't do the second part of that step two, part B, if you will, of reaching forward. See, forgetting those things which are behind, that's an active word, forget. And then reaching forward or reaching forth into those things which are before, that's another active verb, reaching. So moving forward to a better you can never be a passive process. Isn't that good teaching? It cannot be a passive process. But so many times, this is how we live it. This is how we live out moving forward. It's passive. I'll just keep doing the same things that I have been doing, but somehow expecting an exponentially better result. Isn't that good? It's not going to happen that way. In other words, you keep going to the same job. You keep operating your business the same way. You keep consulting the same way. You keep the same regimented, mundane routine in your marriage. You keep the same activities and outreach going in your ministry. You keep the same plans and goals just in your everyday life. You keep speaking the same way to your children. You keep doing the same amount of exercise, which includes no exercise if you don't exercise. Yet somehow you believe that by the end of the year, your bank account should have increased by over $20,000 or $30,000. You should have lost over 20 or 30 pounds. Your marriage should be passionately on fire. Your relationship with your children should be the best it could. You should be getting promoted or opening a new business. How can that happen when you're not actively reaching forward? You're just existing. I'm talking about three steps to an even better you. If you want to see something different, you are required to do something different. Now, the other part of that, the first part of that was forgetting those things which are behind. Now, I love this because we also commit error in how we forget. You see, forgetting is like an elephant. You hear people say, elephants don't forget anything. Elephants always remember. So they'll say this person has a memory like an elephant. Well, that's how your forgetting is supposed to be. It's just enough to keep you from remaining bound to the past, bound to your past sin, bound to your past non-productive behavior, relationship, and goals. But it's not enough so that you forget enough that you allow yourself to get caught up in the same situation. So you have to understand what that forgetting means. It means I forget enough to release myself from the captivity and bondage, the constraints of who I was and who I associated with on another negative realm, but not enough so that my eyes are blinded and I end up in that same situation. In other words, I won't forget enough to go back to an abusive relationship. I won't forget enough to go back to procrastinating to the point where I have lost my effectiveness. I won't forget enough to allow myself to be in bankruptcy or to become insolvent. I won't forget enough so that I stop praising God and having faith and testifying of his goodness. I won't forget that much. Just enough. Hallelujah. To allow me to be free. And then I'm reaching forward. But my question becomes, what are you reaching forward to? The book of Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4 states to write the vision and make it plain upon tables so that he may run that readeth it. If you have no written goals, if you have no written vision, what are you reaching forward to? How are you making sure that you're constantly being productive? How are you monitoring your effectiveness? And how are you removing things which were not as effective as you thought? Reaching forward is an affirmative, conscious decision which has positive, concrete goals which are to be accomplished through positive, concrete strategy. Glory. If I'm going to have the additional 20,000, how will I get it? Will I work overtime? Will I take on another job? Will I reduce some of my current expenditures? What will I do to get it? You know, being the owner of a law office, I can tell you that when I first started, oh, our time is almost run. I almost went insolvent because I was helping people so much, you know, that my rates were so low and I was doing so much pro bono because, you know, as a Christian, I wanted to help. And so I finally had to heed my mother's advice and my mentor's advice and my friend's advice and my sibling's advice and my son's advice and the advice of so many people who had my best interest at heart. You can't do it that way anymore. Glory. This is a business. You went through years of schooling to get to this point. And you're not here to go broke. Oh, glory. So to get to where I am now, making the money that I make now, and living the way I live now, I had to forget enough to release me, but not enough that I would go back to that. Now I know how to refer people to legal aid. Now I know how to say, no, I can't do that. Set my goals and reach forward, hallelujah, to having money in the bank. So step two to the three steps to an even better you is to move forward continuously by forgetting enough of what's behind to release you, but not enough to allow yourself to repeat that negative cycle. And reaching forward by setting concrete affirmative goals with concrete affirmative strategy and working it and monitoring your progress. Come on, we got to get ready to go in prayer, into prayer. Say, Lord, I forget today and I reach forward today. Say it again, Lord, I forget today and I reach forward. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Father, this is a powerful word, and we thank you because this week we are marching forward to an even better than us, better than what we've lived, better than what we've prayed, better than what we've testified, better than the finances we have, better than our careers that we have right now, better in our relationships, our ministries, better in our health and our peace, better in our confessions, better in every aspect of our lives. We glorify you for this powerful word. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them right now. Father, open doors and do new things. Bless, 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 and send down your latter rain. Father, I speak against every attack of the enemy that they are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved them. And today they will go forth. Today they will go forth. Today they will reach forth. Today they will accomplish glory. Everything that they set out to do. You are an exceeding abundant God. Bless them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the altar call and then I'll end with our task for today. Keep praising him. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone say hallelujah. Come on, say it again, hallelujah. Say, I'm moving forward to an even better me. Say it again, I am moving forward to an even better me. Now, everyone, make sure that you are moving forward by going to church, going to Bible study, going to Sunday school, tuning in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or getting your recording by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is part two, or step two, of three steps to an even better you. Your task for today is to forget those things that you need to release and to make or write down your goals so that you reach forward to the things which are before. And I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Listen, the past is the past. Your future is in front of you. Reach forward. I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.